Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a spiritual warfare podcast. I'm Steve Hemphill, and our website is active-faith.org. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today, we're going to talk about something that defiles the land. And there are several things that defile the land, according to the Bible. And the first one that we'll cover today is sexual immorality. The reason I believe we need to be aware of this is so we can, or so you can tailor your staking of your land to specifically cleanse it from anything that has defiled it, therefore closing the door permanently to all demonic connections to that piece of land itself. So, things that defile the land is the topic of this series, and this today we're covering sexual immorality. Let me start with Leviticus 18 and look at 22 to 28. 22, do not practice homosexuality, having sex with another man as with a woman. It is detestable, a detestable sin. So men practicing same-sex sex, or really anyone practicing same-sex sex, is something that's detestable to God. It goes on to say in verse 23, a man must not defile himself by having sex with an animal, and a woman must not offer herself to a male animal to have intercourse. This is a perverse act. So perversion is brought up here. So having sex with animals defiles you. Then in verse 24, do not defile yourselves in any of these ways, for the people I'm driving out before you have defiled themselves in all these ways. So God drives out people who practice sexual perversion. He drives them out of the land. Then in verse 25, because the entire land has become defiled, I'm punishing the people who live there. I will cause the land to vomit them out. So sexual perversion in the forms just described actually defiles the land itself. Okay. Then verse 26, you must obey all my decrees and regulations. You must not commit any of these detestable sins. This applies both to native-born Israelites and to foreigners living among you. So these sexual sins are detestable sins. And then verse 27 and 28, to conclude this Old Testament passage, all these detestable activities are practiced by the people of the land where I'm taking you. And this is how the land has become defiled. So do not defile the land and give it a reason to vomit you out, as it will vomit out the people who live there now. So again, sexual sins defile the land, and God removes the people who defile the land. The land is important to him. Now, this idea is reinforced by some New Testament passages. Let me just share a couple of them. Romans 1, 27. And the men, instead of having normal sexual relations with women, burned with lust for each other. Men did shameful things with other men, and as a result of this sin, they suffered within themselves the penalty they deserved. So this same-sex sex is also in the category for God, a shameful thing. And then Romans 13:13 says, because we belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all to see. Don't participate in the darkness of wild parties and drunkenness, or in sexual promiscuity and immoral living, or in quarreling and jealousy. So interesting that immoral living and promiscuity sexually is quarrel and jealousy are in that same group. It's kind of interesting, but Christians should avoid sexual promiscuity. So it goes on to say in Matthew chapter 15, verse 18 to 20, but the words you speak come from the heart. That's what defiles you. For from the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, all sexual immorality, theft, lying, and slander. These are what defile you. Eating with unwashed hands will never defile you. So these thoughts of sexual immorality can defile you. In the Old Testament, it was the action that did it. In the New Testament, just the thought, which also agrees with, the sin of divorce. In the Old Testament, you had to commit the act of adultery to be guilty of it. In the New Testament, you just had to think it, and you're guilty of it. So Jesus raises the bar on that. So there are several ways I want to mention as we close here of sexual immorality today in our modern world. Of course, we had a sexual revolution that began in the 1960s, and now we have redefining marriage. We have same-sex trend. We have transsexual trend, multiple gender trend, the AI trend for personal pleasure, sex education for young kids, transhuman is now a new thing, man-machine combinations, and the increased acceptance of sexualization in the media. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest that part of your personal battle plan might be to specifically pray about cleaning your land from any sexual immorality that has been committed on it in the past as you stake out your property. You might pray like this: Lord, I don't know what has happened on this land in the past, but I know that sexual immorality defiles land. So I pray right now in repentance for any of that that has ever occurred here and ask you to cleanse the land from it and free us from any repercussions from that. Any demonic entities who are attached to this land because of sexual immorality, I now bind and gag and send to the pit forever, and further command that no similar demons can ever return here now that the land is clean from it. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you before we close to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.